Today, I am interviewing Dr. Christensen on libraries and bookstores and how they have an important role in history and their impact on his life. So, my first question today is, what is your first strong memory of being in a bookstore or library?
The first strong memories that I had was when my mother would take us to the library. And that turned out to be a weekly outing for us that typically, I think it was every Thursday, we would take the car over to the local library in Erie, Pennsylvania, and search through the stacks of books. And each week we were allowed to pick out two books to bring home and read that week. And then the following week we would return those and pick out two more books. And I remember that I couldn't get my own library card until I was able to sign my name on the library card in cursive. So I used to practice every week so that I could sign my name, and that was a big event when I went to the library and was able to get my own card and able to start checking out books then on my own.
Okay. What kind of books did you look for, and was it just reading for fun, or was it to learn more?
Well, to answer that, you kind of have to understand the resources we had back then. And today, you have computers, you have tablets, you have access to vast amounts of information and knowledge that we didn't have access to. We didn't even have cable TV to watch. We had a couple of network stations. And so for most people living in smaller towns, you didn't have a lot of access to events that were going on in the world or in other countries. And so one of the only ways that we really were able to explore other cultures and learn about things that were going on outside of our own little small community was through reading books. So it was an important part of growing up to go to the library or go to the bookstore and read. So some of it was for fun, and I enjoyed the reading the books that gave you a sense of adventure that allowed you to learn about, you know, like the African continent and about elephants and, you know, the cultures that were there, that for somebody in Erie, you'd have absolutely no idea that that existed unless you read the books about it. So a lot of it was for fun and some also for school, because, again, we didn't have the ability when we had a book report to do to just Google a topic and write on it. We had to go down to a library and look at the encyclopedias and research the topic. And if the library was closed, you had no ability to get access to that information. There was no, like I said, computers. There was no internet. And very few people had encyclopedias in their home. So the library was the only place you could go to get that kind of information.
Okay. So how are the different type? How are, like, the books that kids were reading, like, from when you were younger compared to kids reading them nowadays? Like, how do those?
You know, I think there's a lot of similarities between the books we read and the books you're reading. Although the topics are different, the themes were pretty much the same. I mean, we had, you know, horror books, we had murder mysteries. You know, a lot of the kids today are reading things like Divergence or the Twilight series. In our day, some of the more popular ones were things like, you know, the Hardy Boys. That was a mystery type book that forced you to kind of use your mind and try to unravel whatever the murder or the mystery was for each book. And they came in a series of, you know, something like 100 of the books. And we'd just go through, you know, one a week or one every 2 weeks and read the entire series. We also did the classics, too, that you have to do. You know, so Call of the Wild, Kill a Mockingbird, Canterbury Tales, So all the stuff they're torturing you with these days in high school, we had to do the same stuff.
Okay. So did your love of bookstores start when you first started going to the library when you were a younger child, or when did that start?
Well, initially, as I said, it was always a fondness for libraries. We didn't really go to bookstores much when we were younger, and the whole concept of buying a book was kind of foreign to me. There was really no reason to. We'd go to a library, you check out the book, you read the book, and you take it back and get a new one. Bookstores didn't come into my life really until probably college or even medical school, where I would go to them initially just as a place to be able to study something different than just going to the library, where I could go and have a cup of coffee and do my studying.
So where was the first time that you went to a bookstore? Was that in college?
It was probably either late college, or more likely I think it would have been in medical school, because during college I didn't have a car, and so I don't remember any bookstores that would have been within walking distance. So once I got into college or into medical school and had a car, that's probably when I started traveling and going to the bookstores in addition to just the libraries.
So even in college, you still went to libraries?
Yes, yes. And at that time, it would have been the college library that we would go to study.
Okay. So how often would you visit the bookstore or the library? Did you continue every 2 weeks until when?
Yeah, going with my mother every 2 weeks to the library was all through elementary school. And then that ended once I got into high school. And so there was a little bit less reading for fun. And then we would just be going to the library whenever I needed to do a research project. And then I continued going to the libraries throughout college, again, for studying purposes more than reading for fun. And it wasn't until medical school that I really started getting turned on to going to the bookstores.
So what college did you go to?
I went to Case in Cleveland, Ohio.
And where did you do medical school?
Medical school was in Chicago at Loyola University.
Okay, so Chicago was where you started going to bookstores
at Loyola. Yes.
Okay. So how often would you read, and do you still read that often now?
I used to read every day, and I still read every day, but it's not just books or novels. Just in my profession alone, it requires that I'm constantly reading journals or studies or things to stay up on the current material for my field. So every day I'm reading. I'm reading less now, though, for fun. I used to get up early in the morning and would read just purely for fun. I would spend typically a half hour or so every morning reading a novel. And that's how I finally was able to get through Moby Dick, because that's quite a long novel. Is I'd just wake up early, and then every morning I'd spend 30 or 60 minutes on it until I finished it.
So when did you stop waking up early and doing all that fun reading?
I was probably after starting to have a family and having children with needs and having to do activities with them. It took away some of the time that I would have to get up early and do my reading. So I cut back on that, and now it's more reading, for learning and for work.
So even in med school, you were able to find time for the fun reading every day?
Not every day, but regularly. I used to like, during medical school, going to the bookstores, because the big advantage of the bookstore is the discovery process, where using the internet for looking up books unless you know what you're looking for, I find it more difficult to just stumble upon a great title. Where a bookstore, you can just roam up and down the aisles and just kind of stumble upon a new book that you never even knew existed and just pick it up and leaf through it and see if it's something that's interesting. And if not, you can put it down and go on to another one. And 9 times out of 10, you'll end up coming across a book that you had no intention of getting or didn't even know you had an interest in, but just because you came upon it in the bookstore, it allowed you to get exposed to something that you otherwise wouldn't have known was out there.
Okay. So what do you think is the most important role of a bookstore?
Well, I think that was what I was just talking about, is the ability of discovery. That you just can't get that from, you know, something like an Amazon, where Amazon's a great tool if you know you need a book, like For Whom the Bell Tolls. You can jump on there, order it, 2 days later it's on your doorstep. But it's more difficult for me to just search and rummage through and try to find something that's new and different. So I find that the bookstore really serves a great tool to be able to go and just meander around and flip through different types of books, different themes, things that you would never even probably consider buying, but just to get exposed to it. And every now and then you'll come across something that, you know, piques your interest and you'll purchase it, and you'll end up discovering something that you wouldn't have on the internet.
Is that what made bookstores so fascinating to you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and it's also just the whole kind of culture of the bookstore. It allows you to get out of, you know, whether it was your dorm or your apartment, get to a different location. And they're all kind of, you know, warm and inviting. They'd have an area that you could sit in, you know, big comfortable chairs. They have a coffee shop in there. You have, you know, lots of different books and magazines and periodicals, and it was fun to go down and relaxing to just drop in, grab a cup of coffee, pick up a few of the latest magazines and a couple of books, and sit for an hour and flip through them and read and hopefully find something new and interesting that you could take home.
Right. So what is the most memorable book that you've read?
That's a tough one. There's been quite a few different books. But I think the ones that have the biggest impact on me were the ones that were either in science fiction. I really like things like the Ray Bradbury type books. Science fiction was always interesting to me because it allowed, I think, more creative exploration than just straight, you know, autobiography or, you know, a book that's true to life. And so I like the idea of something like a Fahrenheit 451 or the Martian Chronicles, where it took you to another planet and you were being exposed to ideas and things that didn't exist in the world around you at the time, you know, space travel and aliens and what would happen when we meet an alien race, and also talking about the future of the planet, where we're going to be. You know, are we going to be a peaceful world, or are we going to be a world in chaos and at war? So it gave you a lot of stimulation to think about science fiction and what the future is going to hold. So one of the big ones I liked was Martian Chronicles, and one of my other ones would be Jules Verne, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And both of those dealt with, you know, kind of a fanciful journey and exploration that took your mind to a totally different place that doesn't even exist.
All right. Makes sense. So how have computers and technology changed the way you use or don't use bookstores now, and which do you prefer?
I don't have a preference of the computer versus the bookstore. I think they're two very different tools, and each one has an advantage, and each one has a big disadvantage. I love the idea of having a reader like a Nook that you can load 100 different books onto it and carry it in your pocket. I mean, that idea is just amazing that you can take that much information with you and then go on a trip. And if you get bored with one book, you can immediately flip to another book. I mean, before we'd have to take 3 or 4 books and pack it and take it along with you. So the readers have really allowed an amazing amount of access to books, but at the same time, it's killed, like I said, the discovery process, where going to a bookstore allows you to discover things that you wouldn't have discovered before. And I think it's unfortunate that the Reader Center and the online stuff is putting a lot of the bookstores now out of business, and you're going to lose that ability to discover new processes.
So do you prefer reading on, like, out of a book or out of a Nook, or no?
If I had to pick one, I prefer a book. There's just something about having a hardback book and the paper and being able to have that tactile sensation of feeling the cover and the pages, that it just adds to the experience of reading. The Nooks, you know, like I said, they're great, but to me it's a sterile process. You're holding some piece of plastic. There's no tactile feel. There's no no smell. You know, you pick up an older book, you can tell. I mean, it has that mustiness to it. It has that dust. It's tactile. The pages are yellowed. You know, the cover has a certain feel. So I've always had a preference to a physical book over the electronic version of it.
Okay, me too. I'd rather have a actual book over an electronic book.
But to add to that, though, one quick point is the readers do offer an enormous advantage that a regular book doesn't, and that's access to people with disabilities. And to be able to have an electronic reader where somebody who may have some visual impairment can just easily enlarge the size of the font or be able to highlight a word and have the definition of it pop up or have the reader actually pronounce the word for you, it is really an amazing technology that we didn't have before. Back when I was younger, if you had some eye problems, and there was a very limited number of books, it would be a large print format where they would make them with larger lettering. And that wasn't offered in very many books, so you're quite limited. So I do give some credit to the accessibility that the e-readers allow, and they do offer some advantages. But from my own personal preference, I'll take a book every time.
That makes sense. So, last question is, do you think bookstores or libraries have an important role in history?
They definitely have an important role in history. And if you look back over history, I mean, libraries were always revered. It is one of the more important structures in a civilized society. And if you look at the ancient societies, the ones that were more evolved would have enormous libraries. And they would try to gather as many books and as much information as they could because they understood that information and knowledge was a form of a resource. It was just as important as having food or having a natural resource like water. And so it played a very vital role throughout society, and you can see that by the libraries that we built over time.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time today, and thank you for letting me interview you.
My pleasure.
Hope you have a nice day.